For those fortunate enough to help the person who has always been their hero, find the care guides you need to help at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Subscription business models can be a cash cow for companies, but too often it can be a time-consuming process for consumers who want to cancel a subscription. Well, now many companies are making it easier for customers to lose those monthly subscription fees.
It's more of a self-preservation tactic and a marketing strategy that allows companies to give customers the impression that they are being treated fairly.
That's Wall Street Journal contributor Matthew Castle. Coming up, he'll tell us why companies like Netflix are giving customers an escape hatch from subscription rules.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
From clothing to meal kits, a subscription business can be a lucrative revenue stream for companies. But for some, loosening the rules that keep customers around can actually pay off in the end. Wall Street Journal contributor Matthew Castle is with us to discuss. So, Matthew, it seems financially counterintuitive to give customers the option to stop paying monthly subscription fees.
Yeah, it would seem that way. But in recent years, a bunch of companies have been adopting looser cancellation policies in an effort to lure in more subscribers. And the reason is because also in recent years, customers have been complaining a bit about onerous cancellation policies. In 2016, for instance, The Honest Company was criticized for requiring that customers call on the phone, which caused some delays in cancellation. So it's more of a self-preservation tactic and a marketing strategy that allows companies to give customers the impression that they are being treated fairly.
Are the companies very upfront about these looser rules?
Yeah, some are. ClassPass, for example, is currently rolling out a new cancellation policy after it found that customers wanted a more kind of like frictionless cancellation process. So at first they had a live chat feature. And the reason that they had that, according to a person the company I spoke with, was they wanted to find out that customers weren't canceling because they found, for example, that their subscription was too expensive, so they wanted to potentially offer another plan that could be a little more affordable. But they found that they just were better off getting rid of it entirely, and then they're now rolling out an automated cancellation process that they believe will be more transparent and allow customers to more easily click the cancel button.
Now, ClassPass gives users access to exercise classes at area gyms and studios. Do companies like ClassPass, do they see this as an investment?
Yeah, I think they do. Lauren Cowherhill, the director of customer experience at ClassPass, told me that they want to sort of respect what their members want. And they found that their members value a kind of frictionless cancellation flow. So they've been trying to deliver that to their customers.
But the importance here to the companies is a long-term better relationship with the customers.
Yes, that's part of a broader strategy that's been kind of gaining traction among subscription companies. It's better known as lifetime customer value, and it's part of an effort on subscription companies to retain customers over a long period of time and build a relationship with them. And a kind of interesting aspect of this new trend among subscription companies making it easier to cancel is that not only does it make customers feel more comfortable subscribing because they feel that they won't be locked in and can cancel at any time, it also encourages customers to feel as if they can come back easily, because if they cancel and it was, you know, an easy process, then they won't be concerned if they come back if they need the service again.
So it kind of puts the customer at ease. They can come and go as they please.
Yeah, and the standard bearer, according to one expert I spoke to in this regard, is really Netflix, which is very transparent with their cancellation policy. Whenever they do a price increase, they allow the customer to cancel. They put you know, like a button there and say you can cancel if you want.
Now, the Harry's Razor Company advertises widely their subscription model for shaving supplies, but they also changed their subscription policy. How did they change it?
They have a subscription service, and they also sell in brick and mortar stores, and they have a core shaving plan. But they found that customers wanted a kind of more personalized service. So they launched what is called a core membership program that costs $15 a year that gives customers discounts and stuff like free engravings, limited edition products. So it's part of an effort among subscription companies to kind of make customers feel as if they're part of a club or members in a club. And that fits more broadly into the looser cancellation policies that are being put into effect now that allow customers to feel a little more at ease when they sign up and feel as if they're taking part in a kind of two-way process.
Now, changing these subscription rules can help companies develop better relations with their customers, but subscription businesses and the rules, they've also gotten the attention of lawmakers, right?
In recent years, and one of the reasons that some companies are switching up more recently is the Better Business Bureau and other regulatory organizations are sort of cracking down, and some companies have been shamed on social media. In 2008, California began requiring that companies that let consumers subscribe online also let them opt out online. And this could be the beginning of a broader trend in which companies are more legally required to make quitting simple, I guess.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal contributor Matthew Castle with us. Matthew, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.